confident man. He's got a little swagger to him.
A little bit.
Just a little. David Hochberg, you hear him every Saturday morning, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, and of course, Team Hochberg. So nationally, home sales and prices are dropping, but not here?
Yeah, well, first off, congratulations. My inbox blew up with all the online, so nice job on the award you won.
Thank you. Did you hear me on with Bob Sirott and John Williams this morning?
No, I don't listen to those shows. I'm busy working. I've been on the phone in my office here for the past 7 hours, so I haven't been listening to the radio. Unfortunately, I've had my door shut, so I don't hear it when the door shut.
Okay, well, every time I'm on with Sirott, I just get a little nervous because I don't know what he's going to do or what he's going to say.
Neither does he.
And I'm a huge fan, and I'm like, oh, geez, here's my big moment on Bob Sirott's show, and I'm stumbling over my words.
Nice job. You'll never be invited back. Well done. Exactly. You'll have to win another award to be invited back then.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. Mazel tov. That's great.
Thank you. Okay, so what about home prices? Is it bad? Is it good?
Well, you hear these stories on a macro level, right? Home prices here. New home prices are about to drop below existing home prices for the first time since 2005. Okay, now you hear that, and everybody that's sitting on the sideline is thinking, oh, wow, you know, I'm going to wait a little longer to get in. It's a national basis of information. So you've had markets that were on nuclear meltdown hot, right? Florida, Georgia, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, that have just seen meteoric increases, just absolutely just hot, you know, going up 15, 20, 30%. Austin, Texas is a perfect example, right? All of those markets are finally calming down. Here in Chicago, I was on the phone. I had three listeners call me today buying houses, okay? They're out $600,000 houses. I'm thinking of Marion Hossa. $600,000 houses in Niles, in Martin Grove, and Park Ridge, multiple offers. So in this market, we didn't see that huge increase that those other markets are. We saw a nice bump, don't get me wrong. But we're not Florida. We're not, you know, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas. Those saw just 20, 30, 40% increases because everybody's moving down there during COVID. Now it's starting to calm down a little bit. So when our listeners see that, just remember those stories are on a macro level and real estate is micro, right? Meaning real estate is all local. So contact your local real estate agent if you need one looking to buy a home. I'll be more than happy to introduce you to the realtors I work with.
Did your blood pressure go up when you saw the city's annual budget option report and the Council Office of Financial Analysis releasing their report?
They can't help themselves. I mean, there's not a tax. So ever since this Bring Home Chicago or Bring Chicago, whatever it was called, that initiative that failed miserably, right? I've been following all of these progressive aldermen on Twitter just to hear what they have to say. And there's this guy in the 40th Ward, which is up by Andersonville and Rogers Park area. Jesus something, right? He's the 44th Ward Alderman up there. This guy, you know, former rapper, he's a member of the Chicago chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. So when I talk about the people on the radio, I like to know who I'm talking about so I could give the listeners some type of background of the elected officials they have that are voting for initiatives that run the city. So something came out. I sent it to you, Lisa. Chicago COFA, which COFA stands for the Council Office of Financial Analysis. They do all of the, you know, if this tax will work, if that tax will work. Well, I guess New York City just passed a law to look into taxing people because New York City is so congested. Okay, and they're looking to tax people that come into the city of New York in order to decrease the congestion. And this guy and this alderman was like, "Oh yeah, this is great." Basically stating that we should look at it for here. Here, breaking news. Okay, in order to get into Manhattan, I was born in Brooklyn. All right, in order to get to Manhattan, you got to go through the Lincoln Tunnel, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Triborough Bridge. You got to go over all these things. I don't see any bridges getting here from Evanston to Chicago. Okay. Last time I looked, there's no tollway to get off. You know, how are you going to tax people coming into the city of Chicago? And we're not so congested. If you haven't noticed, 60% of the office space here in downtown Chicago is empty. So what are they talking about? It's like continue to beat people up with taxes. And if they're going to come out with this sort of stuff, Lisa, I'm going to pound right back at them. And I invite them to come on my show, and nobody comes on my show to talk about it. You want to come out with these wonderful ideas and these wonderful initiatives, then have the stones to sit in a chair directly across from me, and let's talk about it, man to man or man to alderwoman, whatever you want. Come in here and have the conversation. But they just keep coming up with more taxes. If you haven't noticed, downtown's not that crowded. The only reason it's crowded is because the two lanes on the inbound express lanes are shut down. That's why we have all this traffic. If the Kennedy was open, all whatever, 8, 10, 12 lanes, we'd be okay. Okay? If we weren't just blowing up our expressways all the time, we'd be okay. Downtown's not crowded. You can get in any restaurant you want for lunch without waiting. Okay? It's not crowded, Lisa. I don't know what they're doing.
I love that I asked whether it raised your blood pressure, and it wasn't the city's annual budget that did it. It was the COFA report.
It was a COFA report. I can't wait for the budget. You're gonna have to do this with the paramedics downstairs with leads attached to me, for the clear and get my heart going. I might pass out.
What are most people calling you at Team Hochberg about today? Like, what if you're on the phone? What are people needing? What do they want?
I'll tell you what we're seeing. Again, increase in reverse. I heard you read the reverse mortgage ad. I just wrote three new ones before I came on. That was some of the things I was doing down here. Kevin's got them, so you'll be seeing a couple of new ones. Reverse mortgage ads. The leads that we're getting and the inquiries that we're getting for reverse mortgage ads are still at record pace. And the stories that you're going to read from listeners that we helped, I'll just give you a little insight on one. 97-year-old man living in a $380,000 home in Naperville, he owned free and clear. His family wanted to move him into an assisted living or a nursing home. He's like, I'm not going. Right? He's got this home basically free and clear, and he wanted to age in place. Okay, so we called us up for a reverse mortgage. One of the things, he didn't want to be a burden on his family to afford the $9,400 a month worth of in-home health care, because that's what it was costing him, $9,400 a month. So the gentleman called us from WGN. We helped him secure a reverse mortgage. He peacefully passed away in his home in November. Okay, but the reverse mortgage enabled him to tap out $9,400 out of his home to pay the in-home elderly care that he needed for 24-hour care. And he was able to stay in his home, which is what he wanted to do. And most importantly, he wasn't a financial burden to his family, mm-hmm. which is one of his major concerns. He's like, hey, it's a lot of money. I don't have that much money. I've outlived my assets. God bless him. The guy made it to 97 or 95, I believe, when we took it out, and he passed away at 97. Okay, so these are the type of things. And a lot of what we're doing is, again, I was on the phone with three listeners today purchasing homes. And then in addition to the purchase activity that we're doing, which is still robust here in this market, we're doing a lot of cash out refinances. Okay, either you qualify for home equity line of credit, which we've talked about nauseam hundreds, if not thousands of times on this station. But some of our listeners, Lisa, their credit's not strong enough to secure a line of credit. Mm-hmm. And they have to do a cash out refinance. And then you have the conversation, well, I'm sitting at 2-3% on a 30-year fixed loan. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. I'm glad that's your nice little pretty little, blue box diamond over there. But you got $90,000 with credit card debt over here that's costing you three times the amount of your mortgage payment.
Okay, give people your number so they can reach out and
talk
to you.
855-56-DAVID, which is, I have been told I have to spell that out for some of our listeners. It's 855-563-2843, or you go to our website, 56david.com. The consultation's free. The information's free. It's a judge-free zone. We're going to tell you what's best for you, not what's best for us.
David Hochberg, listen Saturday mornings at 10 for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.